Good morning. Currently at the Georgia Center, it's 41 degrees. That's 5 Celsius. It's 6 o'clock. I'm Bud Rick, and you're listening to NPR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. President Bush meets today at the White House with French President Jacques Chirac. Hi, Bob Edwards. From NPR News, this is Morning Edition.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Air Force General Richard Myers.
This is a WUGA News Update. Athens-Clarke County voters go to the polls to decide whether to renew the special purpose local option sales tax for education.
Good morning. I'm Emily Bush with a look at state news from Georgia Public Radio. In Atlanta, the three front runners for today's election.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
WUGA, Athens, Georgia, the classic 91.7.
From National Public Radio, this is Performance Today. I'm Fred Child. This hour, the Atlanta Symphony plays Handsome's Symphony No. 2, the Romantic Symphony, in concert in Atlanta.
The University of Georgia African Studies Institute will present a lecture titled The New Face of Africa on Thursday, November 8th at 7 p.m. in Master's Hall of the Georgia Center for Continuing Education. The lecture will be given by
BBC News with Gaynor Howells. President Bush has said that the Al-Qaeda network of Osama bin Laden is trying to acquire weapons of mass destruction. In a speech,
live from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. It's the radio showcase for the best young classical musicians in the country. From the top, today we'll hear outstanding musicians from 13 to 18 years old, including a young pianist from Lincoln, Nebraska.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The Pentagon is denying a Pakistani report that an American helicopter
crashed. From PRI, Public Radio International, it's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Jim Fleming. Home means a place of safety and security. Today, stories of home, from the projects of the Big Apple to a junkyard in Georgia.
Good afternoon. This is Afternoon Concert on WUGA Athens, the classic 91.7 and 97.9 FM. Coming up this afternoon, a piano concerto by Camille Saint-Saëns, also one of the nocturnes by Chopin, music by Giuseppe Sammartini, and more. Today begins with music by Sir Edward Elgar. This is the symphonic study entitled Falstaff.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. President Bush says the coalition of countries he's assembled must work together to ensure deadly weather.
Athens area weather, clear nights, sunny days, and just a little bit warmer.
If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed
this
the alert tone.
This is Latino USA, the radio journal of news and culture. This week, remembering the Latinos and Latinas who lived and fought in World War II.
One of the greatest aces of any American.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.
Join WUGA weeknights at 7 o'clock for BBC News. For more than 60 years, the BBC has been.
This is WUGA Athens, Georgia, the classic 91.7 and 97.9 FM. Translator W250 AC Athens.
The Fed drops a key interest rate to a 40-year low, but will it help?
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Frank Stasio. It's election day for many Americans. New Jersey voters are choosing a new governor.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Savage with Georgia Public Radio News.
We do not lack issues for this project.
That's UGA demographer Doug Bachtel. You're listening to news from Georgia Public
this
Radio.
This program is made possible by REM, who support
BBC
the
World Athens. Service. Welcome to World Briefing with Eileen McHugh. The headlines at midnight GMT. President Bush has issued a strong challenge to Washington's partners in the fight
How
against
warm
terrorism.
Weather could brighten the economic forecast. Some states are unsettled by the Microsoft deal. And will today's Fed rate cut trickle down to credit card statements? This is Marketplace.
It's SymphonyCast from NPR. I'm Roger White. On this SymphonyCast, it's Bravo Pavo. We'll take you to the Music Hall in Cincinnati to hear Paavo Järvi's debut concert with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
This is a WUGA News Update. During Tuesday's election, Athens-Clarke County voters overwhelmingly approved the renewal of the one-cent sales tax for school improvement.
From the University of Georgia, this is Night Music. Night Music is a production of WUGA, the Georgia Public Radio Station at the Georgia Center for Continuing Education. From the University of Georgia, I'm Michael Carden. Thanks for listening.